Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, I'm joined by Cass as always.
That's correct.
And today we are joined by Naomi Higgins.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Today's topic is being trapped.
Okay.
Have you ever been trapped anywhere, Naomi?
I was literally in a hyperbaric chamber an hour ago. Is that so funny?
That
really?
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to explain what that is and why you're in there.
Okay. As I was telling you a moment ago before we started recording,
because we
actually chat even when it's not rolling. I have long COVID and there's very little to do about it. And they're like, everyone's just like, just rest. And I'm like, okay, but I'm doing that so much, and then nothing happens. So then I'm like, now I'm in the like experimental era of, you know,
it's a bit of
I'm
fun.
Like, fuck it, I'll just try stuff that won't hurt me. But I'm like, if it works, you know,
just have a look around.
What is a hyperbaric chamber?
So you get in, and it's Kendall Jenner has one.
Oh, okay.
Well, she has
Justin
one.
Bieber sleeps in one. Yeah,
wow.
So that's how you know it's good.
He
sleeps in one. Well, he had like a stroke, right? Did you see that?
Half his face went.
His
numb
wife had a stroke too. Anyway,
whoa, what?
Hailey Bieber.
They both had strokes?
Yeah, people were saying that they thought hers was caused by long COVID maybe. This is just like, these are just the blogs I'm reading.
I've heard that they're seeing a lot of young people vaping who are having strokes, and that's like the common thing they're finding is the vaping.
Mm. Oh, well, I'm glad I've never, that sounds, of course, don't breathe oil. Anyway.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So they put you in a thing and then they, it, like.
Wait, what's the thing though? That's
we're
what
asking
I don't
about
know.
The thing.
It's a chamber.
Okay, yep.
You lay down in it.
Yep.
And then it's.
I'm imagining
seals.
Kind of like an iron lung. Is it like a.
It kind of looks like that,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, right. Is it like a glass tube?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like glass and metal. Yep. And then the pressure changes. So you got to like keep swallowing because your ears pop.
Whoa.
While the pressure's changing.
Yeah.
And then you just like breathe oxygen.
Cool.
And what's hyperbaric about it? What's baric?
I don't know what that word means.
Well, I think baric is not what we're baric currently. This is a baric chamber.
Oh, it's just like more pressure.
And now this is very, is it baric? Is that the word?
I mean, maybe.
So is this, well, how do we get more baric than this?
To change the pressure.
Go down.
Go down.
We got to go down.
Well, yeah, is it more pressure or less pressure?
More pressure.
More
because
pressure.
It's what they do it, like divers do it, but more intensely when they get like the bends from being found there. I don't know what that is.
It's just bends is coming up too fast.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, so
adjust.
They got to go back down.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you've got to go dive.
Got to go down.
Anyway, but I did that. And the first time I did it, I've done it 3 times now. And the first time I had like people like, what are you doing there? And it's like, oh, you know, just go on my phone, listen to music, whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. So I like brought my laptop and stuff. And they were like, no electronics in there. And then they were like, okay, goodbye for an hour. And I was just like laying there. I was like,
oh, God.
Because you can't just like pop out because the pressure's got to change. You know what I mean? Like you got to wait like 5 minutes to, because if you just like
pop
try
out.
To open it out, you'd be like, bah! Yeah, you'll
get
the bends.
What happens if there's a fire? Okay.
Huh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay.
There's not a fire,
all
okay?
Right, yeah.
Hayden, there's not a fire.
That's actually a good plan. Just don't have a fire.
Don't have a fire. And when you're in there for an hour at a time, don't think about fire.
Yeah.
I know what I'll be doing in 3 days.
So what, did you just bring a book now?
Yeah, I brought a journal, but actually I didn't do it. I just laid down there at the time. But the first time I was like, well, fuck, what do I? I'm like, hey, is there any way before she left? I was like, do you have a clock or something? So I was like, I'm going to go insane if I just don't know how long I have. So she propped up the little remote that says how long's left and the thing so that I could see it. And then I just counted to 1,000.
Wow.
Did you get there in the end?
Yeah, I got there.
That's a bit of fun.
Did you go over?
No.
So you just counted to 1,000 and then waited?
And then there was like 3 minutes left.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
That is really, there's something sort of, I don't know,
lie
nice.
Down and count to 1,000?
Yeah, I've never done that.
I think it was good for my brain.
Yeah. So what, you just didn't think about anything else, just fully consciously counting?
I think it helped me not think about it. Yeah, I think it helped me from going insane because I was trapped.
Yeah. Hey.
Does it feel like trapped. Pressure on your whole body? What does it feel like?
It just feels like, it just felt like on a plane. I couldn't feel it. I could only feel it in my ears. You know what I mean? And you can feel, so you just keep like yawning or whatever.
Yeah. Did it do anything?
Do you feel better?
I don't know. I'm trying anything. I found this like bean from Japan. This is not medical advice.
A Japanese bean?
Yeah.
Okay. What bean is it?
It's called natto, and then they like put it in like a supplement, and now all these long COVID people are taking it. They're just like, it saved my life. It also made me feel way worse for the first 2 weeks. I thought I was going to die. So I'm like, great.
Oh. Cool. So you really got to ride out the beans.
Yeah.
And then what? Do you? What
I can't stop talking about these beans, man. I'm going crazy over these beans.
What stage of bean riding are you at?
I'm on like day 4 of the beans.
Ooh. Right. So is your life terrible now because of the beans?
I feel okay. I don't know. I mean, I already have long COVID. I'm trapped in my body.
Oh, God.
But it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's getting better. So
good.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I have the chronic illness that everyone believes exists and is trying to solve. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Not one of those ones that are, well, actually, it's still mostly women. But, you know, the ones that people are like, oh, do you have chronic fatigue? Okay.
Fibromyalgia. I can't see that.
Is there like a lot of, there must be a bunch of like research being done into it, right?
Yeah, but they haven't come to anything. Do you know how long shit takes? It's so annoying.
Yeah, it takes ages, yeah.
I don't like being on the bleeding edge of science. I want to go back.
Put me in the middle.
Woman out of STEM.
People have figured out everything that could possibly go wrong with me. Yeah. That is kind of exciting to have a new illness, right? Isn't it? Isn't that a silver lining?
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You're getting to sleep where Justin Bieber sleeps.
That's pretty good.
Oh, I want a hyperbaric chamber at home so bad. I just want to breathe oxygen all the time. I looked it up. They are very expensive.
How much?
Like $20,000.
That's not as much as I thought it
would
be.
Yeah, I mean, that's lots.
Really? Yeah.
That's lots of money, obviously.
I
but I was thinking
it.
In the millies or something. But
I was thinking 100 thou.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, then I guess I'm just poor. I also wouldn't have anywhere to put it. It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like, you have to fit a whole person in it.
Grab that
and also
a bunch
of
caravan.
I imagine tubes and a tank and stuff.
Yeah,
and
stuff
valves.
Like that. Yeah, you put a little mask on.
I think
you put a mask on.
Yeah, because it's like the oxygen's coming in.
Right.
It's a bit of fun.
Do you have to lie down or can you like, when you said you were bringing a book or a journal in, I'm thinking of like, lying down, legs flicking. Like, you know when you lie down on a bed and you're reading a book?
Oh, like when you're on your tummy and
yeah,
your feet
it was exactly like that. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like I was at a, like.
Hands
a,
under your chin.
In my childhood bedroom on the bottom bunk.
Can you put posters up in the hyperbaric chamber?
Yeah, but they take them down and it's like, well, why am I bothering to make it interesting for other people you're going to trap in here?
Leave little notes for everyone else coming in the chamber after you.
That'd be fun. You do graffiti in the chamber.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would actually love that if it was, like, full of. Sometimes I stay longer in, like, the toilet. You know, if you're, like, at a bar, I'll, like, just sort of hang out in there for a while if there's a lot of graffiti and just see what everyone's talking about.
Yeah. It's never any good anymore. I feel like now all the graffiti is hack. And there's nothing interesting going on.
I think it's always been hack. You just grew up.
Maybe.
You've aged out of bathroom graffiti. This is your Triple J.
Maybe
I
have,
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
That is sad, isn't it?
You're not the demographic anymore.
I know. All this targeted graffiti is going right over my head.
What's a boy graffiti like?
I don't know. A lot of just tags, which I think is classic. Just sort of indecipherable scribbles that look kind of cool. And then just
you
like.
You think tags look cool?
Yeah, I actually believe they're art.
Boys will be boys.
I've heard that.
And then just like a bunch of stickers, a lot of stickers, and then...
Stickers?
Yeah. Just stickers for bands and stickers for people's small businesses.
I'm thinking of like the stickers and that like a 5-year-old girl would carry around and like hand out to people.
The Explorer stuff and Bob the Builder. And
yeah.
A lot of like Good Work Stars.
Heart with Sparkles. Rainbow with Sparkles.
Yeah. And just a lot of like communist stuff. People being like... kill your boss kind of stuff. Actually, it's not that. If the graffiti was all kill your boss, I'd be into it. But it's sort of more hack than that. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't have any examples, but it's not any good.
Yeah. I feel like women's graffiti is more interesting than that.
What do you got going on?
There's a girl's like asking for advice in toilet.
Whoa, yeah. What? Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, so what, people just reply and then you have to come back to the toilet like next week or something and see if anyone's responded to your graffiti?
I definitely wrote something about a boy on a toilet door once, I think. Oh just God. When I was like 20 years old.
And yeah.
I was like, this boy hurt me.
Yeah. It's a lot of like, what do you do when he doesn't love you? Or like sometimes it'll be like, he doesn't love me, but I keep going back. And then you're like, they'll be writing underneath being like, been there, girl, get the fuck out.
Yeah,
and
it's all that.
What the fuck?
It's been like, you deserve better. You are beautiful. Or like someone will write like, I just don't feel pretty enough. Someone's like, I don't know who you are, but you're stunning.
Yeah. What? That's so nice. Oh, boys' graffiti sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of neo-Nazi shit in there as well. Awful.
No, not a lot of neo-Nazi stuff in the women's. I can't remember any, actually.
Yeah.
I can't think I've ever seen any Nazi stuff in a women's bathroom.
Well, lucky you. Maybe I should start some kind of, maybe I'll lead the charge into nice graffiti. Women's
just start
style
telling
boy
stories,
graffiti.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. What's say what your feelings are.
Yeah. What
unfilter
are my feelings?
Them straight on the wall, brother.
Oh, but then I have to do some self-reflection, and boys don't do that. Oh,
yeah, they
no. Makes you feel sick. Would you like to hear? Would you like to hear the history of being trapped?
Yes.
This is specifically. I can't do the history of everyone. Every time everyone's been trapped,
like
but this
Jesus.
Is the short abridged
like
history. Like Jesus. Oh, I should have done Jesus.
Does
that's
he
a good one.
In?
But he was only trapped for 3 days and then he got out.
I guess he wasn't trapped because he just left.
Yeah. No, I think he was trapped. I guess it's
no.
Well, these
dead.
Guys also got out.
Yeah, but he.
Yeah, but he was trapped in the
no,
tomb.
I don't think it was trapped because when he woke up, he just left.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he was trapped off the out of the Moyle plane. Moyle.
The Moyle. The Moyle coil. No, this is a short history of those Beaconsfield miners that got trapped.
Oh,
remember them?
I remember.
It was in 2006, April 25th.
2006. So far ago.
I was in primary school and sort of remember this happening, and it was very exciting and sort of scary. If you're Australian, you'd know this story. If you're not, I don't think you would, or maybe you would. I don't know if it made international headlines.
Should
probably.
Have.
So April 25th, 2006, there was an earthquake and triggered an underground rock fall at the Beaconsfield gold mine. There were 17 miners underground. 14 of them got out. 3 of them were trapped.
I was going to say, I thought 17 trapped. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, 14 got out. One of them died, unfortunately, but there was two unaccounted for, Todd Russell and Brant Webb. They were
that someone died.
Yeah, they died pretty much straight away.
Oh,
and they were trapped in the basket of like what's called a telly loader, which is essentially like a cherry picker, like it's like a cage on a crane, and they were fixing the roof in the mine. Then the thing collapsed, so they were sort of trapped in this cage. The ceiling was apparently made of just tiny rocks that were just sort of precariously pressed together, which would have been terrifying, obviously. They'd survived by drinking groundwater that was seeping through the rocks, and they collected it in their helmet. And Webb had a muesli bar, and they cut it in half, and then we're going to wait. So they basically they got trapped, they cut the muesli bar in half, and like, you know what, we should wait 24 hours before we eat this muesli bar because we don't know how long we're going to be here.
Mm.
They didn't end up eating it until the 29th of April, and they ate small pieces of the bar.
How many days was that?
This is 4 days later.
Fuck.
Oh.
They ate small pieces to make it last as long as possible. However, Russell unfortunately lost most of his half because it fell out of his pocket.
Oh, my God.
What a blow to morale.
That's so devastating.
I know. So the rescue workers didn't really know if they were alive at this point. I think they assumed that they weren't alive because they found a guy's dead body and also a mine collapsed.
Yeah.
So not super likely they're alive. Anyway, so they started to, when they were tunneling to them, they tunneled by just exploding stuff.
Fuck!
They were just like,
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, they were just blasting their way to the collapse site. They found the telehandle, which is the vehicle they were in. They found the back of it and they're like, oh, it's too unsafe to go through it. So they blasted a new tunnel around the telehandler.
Jesus.
And they had to, they the two miners that were in there, they wrote, because they kept hearing these blasts getting closer and closer, and they're like, God damn, we're going to die because it's going to explode us, or like it's going to collapse or something. So they wrote, I mentioned this would be so terrifying. They wrote on their clothes like the date and times of each blast so that if they did die, they'd know that they were alive until one of the blasts, which is freaky as. Whoa. Imagine doing that.
That's, oh my God.
I know. So they wrote letters to their family on their clothing, and they also sang "The Gambler" by Kenny Rogers over and over and over again
because
it's the only song that both of them knew.
Oh my God!
So they had like very different music tastes, but they both knew "The Gambler" by nowhere to fold.
That's so sad. That's the only song that they could sing.
Great song though. I didn't put this
but
in my.
How many times?
Well, I mean, they were trapped for a while. but Kenny Rogers, when he came to Tasmania or Melbourne, I can't remember. I think it was Melbourne. He invited one of the miners up and sang "The Gambler" with him.
What about that? Nice?
I think it was only one of them. I don't know. I can't remember. I'd sort of forgotten
one
about
of
that
them
until
is lame.
Right now. I didn't put that in my research. Anyway, basically, after a lot of mining and exploding, they found them. They realized they were alive, but they couldn't like quite get to them. But they could. They sort of found a route to them, and they put a big PVC pipe and shoved a big pipe into their little cavity. They couldn't get to them, but they could give them stuff.
Yeah.
So they gave them.
I know what they gave them. I know what the first meal was.
What you do know?
It was sustagen.
It was sustagen.
That's the one thing I remember was that the first thing they got was sustagen.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if it was the first thing, but they did get a lot of sustagen. I think I remember in the movie they made a movie about it, starring the guy from Kenny. What's his name?
Of course.
Kenny Rogers.
No. No. Shane Jacobson,
Shane
I think.
Shane Jacobson, yes.
I'm pretty sure it was him or someone who looked like him. Anyway, I feel like they gave him biscuits and then they shat their dacks because they hadn't eaten in so long. But that is just misremembering the movie, so I don't know. Don't go off that.
Surely they wouldn't have given the biscuits because you know about, what is it, refeeding syndrome or whatever it is?
Yeah, I think they got that. I'm not sure.
You would.
Anyway, but they gave them
I'm
digital
sure the
cameras.
First meal was sustagen.
They gave him digital cameras, a torch, dry clothes, magazines, and an iPod containing music with the Foo Fighters and Kevin Bloody Wilson upon request.
Wait, what's his song? What's the one that I know?
Let me look. So he did Dilly Gaff.
Oh.
Living Next Door to Alan. Absolute Cunt of a Day. Hey Santa Claus. You can't say cunt in Canada. Mick the Master Farter. Dictaphone, spelled D-I-C-K to phone.
Ah, well, that's...
The pubic hair
our
song.
Our Weird Al.
Yeah, this is our... Yeah.
How does Dilly Gaff go? I feel like...
I have no idea.
That's almost like, do I look like I give a fuck?
Yeah.
It was on TikTok for a while. It was popular.
Yeah, there you go.
How is...
At the time?
How is the middle of Foo Fighters and this man... The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
I think I can kind of see it. You know, it's rock, but it's sort of meets country because of Kevin Buddy Wilson is kind of as country. It's storytelling.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Well done, Naomi. but basically, to cut a long story very short, they basically mined to them. They found them. They took them ages. They were trapped for 14 days in the mines. After they got out, they... like sort of went into the, I guess like a mine shaft elevator, and they walked out and they both fist pumped the air and everyone, and there was obviously a massive crowd and they were all cheering and going nuts. And it was
crazy.
A nice moment. And they did a thing where they marked themselves safe. Like there's like a thing miners do when they get out of the mine. They like mark themselves from like, I'm above ground and safe. They went up and they did that and then they hugged their family.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
They would have had a lot of time to think about what they were going to do.
They had 2 weeks to plan. Like, what's the badass exit we can do?
You would absolutely be on the ground being like, oh my God, so say we live. Just say we live, okay.
We're going to go out, fist pump, flick the thing, then family, okay?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What song do you think you would sing over and over again in the mines, Naomi, if you were trapped?
Do you know what? I just got my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh yeah, that came out.
Sorry to spoil the whatever your date you're listening to this. it's all just like my top five artists are like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Doja Cat.
Yep.
Ariana Grande and like SZA, just what women. But it's all just that shit, right?
Yeah,
and
then that shit. I was,
that crap.
Naomi hates women.
Yeah, confirmed.
I do. I listen to it. I just roll my eyes.
I listen to it ironically.
Get some real problems.
You're just sitting there going, bleh.
That's what I do for fun. Mm. But so I was listening to the playlist on the way here. It's like your most listened to songs, which is mostly just like the albums that came out, basically. But then just sandwiched in the middle was Getting Married Today from Company, the Stephen Sondheim musical. Do you know that?
I have no idea what that is.
Is that the word, but I'm not getting married,
Yeah. Earlier this year, I was learning the lyrics. It's a really, really fast song. It's a woman. It's called a pitter-patter song. It's kind of rapping, I guess. But she's just talking so fucking fast. And I just went crazy earlier this year for some reason. And I just like learned all the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, right. Did you have a big Hamilton phase?
Not publicly. I don't know why you bring it up. Absolutely. That's why I was looking it up, because the song Guns and Ships from Hamilton, it said it was the fastest song. And I was like,
The fastest song?
Fastest rap in music theater, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's
in the most words per second.
Yeah.
But he's doing it for so little time. And that other song is like just so marginally like less words per second. But she does it for like a whole song. Like it's insane.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway, so I do that. But unless, I guess if someone else
you
is with
me. You do the fast rap song.
But you can teach them. You've got the time.
Exactly, but they'd kill me. You run out of time when they kill you. It would be really annoying, but it would be a good party trick.
You can absolutely say no, but can you give us a little demo?
Okay. Okay. God, this is so embarrassing. Part of me is everybody there because if everybody's there, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate you going even more. I mean, myself, there's better things to do. I'm not aware of this department. I probably know the man I'm going to marry, but I'm not because I wouldn't ruin anyone as wonderful as he is. So I thank you all for the gifts and the flowers. Thank you all. Now it's back to the showers. Don't tell Pa, but I'm not getting married today. It's just that.
Way! Well done!
That was very fast.
I stumbled a bit, but you know, I didn't even warm up for that.
That was cold. I was going to say that was off the dome, but that's not what off the dome means.
What is off the dome?
It's where you make it up. Where you make it up.
Straight
from the dome. From the top of my dome.
Oh, I've heard that in a song before.
Yeah, that's what he meant. That's what he means when he rocks the microphone.
Straight from the top of my dome.
Yeah. Mm.
Why is rapping the only thing that you're supposed to be able to do freestyle? It's the fastest one.
Well, swimming.
Well,
you freestyle swimming.
Do you know the secret about freestyle swimming?
Is it that I think I do know the secret. So the swimming genre freestyle, the event used to be you could do whatever you want, but then everyone figured out that that's the fastest way to swim, and now people would call it freestyle.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. You could be able to do anything you wanted.
Yeah, you could do whatever you wanted, but everyone just did the freestyle style because it was the best.
And then they called that freestyle.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the opposite of.
I know it's quite
freestyle.
Yeah, it's nearly ironic. I don't think it's quite ironic, but it nearly is.
What are you seeing in the mines?
What?
What are you seeing in the mines?
Please, what do you see in the mines?
What do you see in the mines?
What the fuck are you talking about?
This is how girls talk. It's what we write on the walls.
What do you see in my mind? What would I sing in the mines? Great question.
Don't overthink it.
Too late. I'm already there.
But if the other people in the room are really rude, they'll make you sing it. So be careful.
Tell you what I was doing last night is I was listening to I don't know why, I had a little regression session to listen to All of American Idiot by Green Day, and it was surprising how many of the words I still know, like, 16 years on.
It fucking sticks in there, right?
They're all there still. I knew all of them nearly. So I reckon maybe I'd just try and do All of American Idiot.
So you could just redo it as as the concept album that Billy Joe intended.
Exactly.
So you can perform it to the person and be like, hey, can I tell you a story about the Jesus of suburbia?
Yeah, he becomes a man named Saint Jimmy, but then comes back and becomes Jesus again.
Is it really a concept album?
Yeah, it's a story. And it's about living in George Bush's America.
Oh, my God.
And also like leaving Oakland and going to, I assume, California and trying to reinvent yourself, and then it doesn't work out.
It actually kind of makes, because I know they turned that into a musical. It actually kind of makes sense as a musical then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It sounds bad as a music. Like, you know what I mean?
I did. Well,
hearing everyone do the music theater harmonies to American Idiot.
Oh, God, it's bad.
Hurts.
Don't wanna be an. Yeah, it's just like 100 people going, don't wanna be an American idiot. Don't wanna be an American.
And just the musical theater thing where you face the audience and look proud while you're doing like a strong chest out pose.
Yeah, they do the poses. It's like, we're punks. We're being punks.
Wow, we're look so repressed in George Bush's America. And it's like, why does it sound like that when you say it?
Yeah.
Don't stop. I'm on his side now.
Yeah. Nothing more punk than musical theater.
I remember reading an interview with Green Day, and they're talking about how when they released the album with Time of Your Life, you know, their slow acoustic song.
I've had
the time of my life. Yeah, that one.
George Bush's America.
Yeah. But they were like, you know, a lot of people were mad at us because we put a slow song on a punk album. But really, it was actually the most punk thing we could do because no one was doing that.
So true.
Yeah, real deep. So I wonder, I think, I like to imagine that that was their same reasoning for putting on a musical. It's like, if you think about it, it's actually the most punk thing we could do is putting on a musical and making millions and millions of dollars.
I love as soon as people start, like, defending their own punkness. Because you can
it's impossible to do.
As well, seeing American Idiot stage production, like stagecraft and stuff, and looking and being like, oh, they had a costume department go, what's a punk?
Yeah.
Let's dress them up in punk, but dress them for the Lazaro.
We need to bulk order safety pins, please, and little chains.
I'm the costuming department now. We want a punk look. So what we're going to do,
we're going to rip this brand new t-shirt.
Yeah.
And we're going to put it back together.
We're going to put this red tie on this black t-shirt.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's going to be a great look. That was a great look.
We're going to cut some stuff up. Safety pins.
Safety pin it back together. Place.
We need holes in jeans, people.
Ooh, what would you sing?
Again, my Spotify Wrapped came in. I think number 6 and 14 were taken up by the Northern Boys. Which,
what's that?
Naomi.
The Northern Boys.
What am I missing?
It's a rap duo from England and they're in their 70s.
Oh my God, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yes, they're amazing.
I actually love them so much.
Yeah, so I was surprised they were so far up because they're not. They came out pretty recently.
Yeah.
The second one was like number 14. I'm like, oh, that was within the month. That's good. So it'll probably be that. And I get stuck in my head all the time.
It's so catchy. It's a hit. If you don't know what we're talking about, look up Northern Boys Party Time on YouTube.
Is that the one about sucking and fucking?
Oh, yeah.
It's quite blue.
It's quite blue. You're right.
That's why it's funny.
Nobody Likes Me is my favorite.
Yeah, Nobody Likes Me is their follow-up smash hit.
That's the bigger one, right? That's the funnier one?
Party Time's the bigger one. No, Nobody
can't
Likes Me.
Which is which.
Look, Nobody Likes Me is the second one that came out.
It's better,
can you give us a verse?
My wife's got a Bichon Frise with a sex addiction and it's hard to walk him in the park. Every other dog we see gets chased and pinned and fogged and licked in the ass.
That's the opening line.
I don't think I would even get sick of that.
No, it's unreal.
If I was in the mines with you.
you'd just be having moments of silence. I think there's been times where Hayden and I have been in the same room and started singing the same verse at the same time.
Yeah, just out of
it's
nowhere.
It's like a cosmic link.
I love that.
Bring all the fools that drag me down.
Yeah. Me and Cass, when we got, she gave me a lift home from the studio last week and we just had Northern Boys Party Time and then Northern Boys Nobody Likes Me back to back for the whole car ride.
Two song playlist, baby.
Wow. That's special to have that kind of micro thing at the same time and someone else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Usually someone's playing the same song over and over and I'm there and I'm like, you have to stop.
Yeah.
I will
but I was into it.
The person that we also gave a lift home commented on it.
Okay, so there was someone
Adam,
else in the car.
Yeah, there was someone else in the car.
You didn't you sort of buried the lead on that one.
Adam mentioned that to me before the episode.
Speaking of being trapped.
Do you want to know some facts about being trapped?
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to just reflect on some of the wonderful, wonderful trappings of the king of being trapped, David Blaine.
Oh my God, he loves to do it.
He loves being trapped.
He loves being trapped.
Or does he hate it? Well. He's always getting out.
Yeah, if he loved it so much, why did he ever leave his box, huh?
Yeah, stay
good
in
point.
There. So people, I think people are not really sure whether he's doing illusions or if he's doing, I'm so sorry, I think I'm just bleeding. He's doing illusions.
Sorry, button, what?
I think I'm just, this.
Oh yeah, you beat your lip or something. You're fine.
Okay. Wait, that reminds me, I was at, this is, I guess we're still in the middle of COVID, but it was like when people were still wearing masks
when
a lot
people
more.
Cared about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but we, I was in a restaurant and this kid came up and he's like wearing his, he's like 18, I guess. And he's wearing his mask and he like pulled it off and he's, and then he was doing the same thing you're doing right now, touching his mouth. He's like, am I bleeding? What? He's like, yeah, sorry, I just thought I was bleeding from the mouth. Anyway, what do you guys want? And he's like taking his mask off.
Wait, he was the like waiter?
Yeah, yeah. We're halfway through taking our order and he just takes his mask off and goes, am I bleeding?
What, bleeding? I always taste blood. No, anyway, what?
You just push your mouth, you push your mask against your mouth.
That's so gross.
See if it bleeds through.
And then you see him manhandling your food later. It's like, ugh.
That's yeah, yeah, carry over our drinks.
Bleeding boy.
Yeah.
So, David Blaine.
Yes.
Yes.
One of his experiments from 2003. Because he doesn't nail all of them.
Did you say one of his experiments?
What did I mean? Magician.
He's such a twisted mind.
Illusions. Yeah. Sorry, that's the parlor.
Feats of the body and mind.
Mm. Yeah, people don't know if he's doing illusions or if he's just like that.
No, they know. It's all tricks.
Is it?
Yeah,
well,
of course it is.
So this one
was like holding his breath a lot?
Oh, that one was, he did that for real.
Yeah, well, see.
I actually know he's about David Blaine. I went through a magic phase when I was about 14. I know all the tricks. I can reveal the magician's secret.
Please do. Do you know above the below?
I don't know what that. No, I don't know the names.
Okay, so well, you're not a true fan then.
I guess not.
So September 5, 2003, post 9/11, Blaine begins.
That was the first thing I thought. I'm like, what year did that happen?
So he gets inside a plexiglass box, suspended 30 feet in the air, and they put a webcam in the box to make sure he's still in there.
It was in the middle of London or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes,
it was on the south bank of the River Thames.
Yeah.
Ooh. So you do know this one.
I do know this one. Do you know how he did it? How long
I don't
in?
Even know what it is.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, yeah. I'll just let you explain. I'm too excited. Sorry.
So he's in a little box. There's a webcam in the box. Lasted 44 days. So he was in the box for 44 days. He drank 4.5 liters of water per day and didn't eat anything. I think people started chucking shit at him. Yeah, they were throwing.
Yeah, obviously, you would.
They were throwing food at the box. Someone got like a little, I think it was like a drone or a crane, and like dangled a burger in front of him.
So
that's
up.
Pretty funny.
Sorry, remote control helicopter. This was 2003. It wasn't a drone. He started saying in the webcam that he was tasting pear drops, and then people were like, "If he's actually just in there, that means he's starting to have starvation. Like that's a sign of starvation." So
pear drops.
Yeah, what's a pear?
Yeah, like
drop?
A pear sweet, like a lolly.
Oh right, and he could taste pear lolly.
Yeah,
in his
I think
mouth.
It's like to do with ketosis and stuff.
Ah.
This is from Wikipedia. I just think this is really funny. The stunt ended on October 19 and Blaine emerged in tears saying, I love you all, and was subsequently hospitalized.
And that's magic.
That makes sense.
How did he do it?
So the plexiglass bar, I mean, it's still impressive. He was there for what, 44 days, you said?
Yep.
It's still very impressive, but he lined the plexiglass with like sugar and would just do secret little licks of the sugar every day.
That's still insane, though.
No, it's still very impressive, but that's how he didn't die, was because he'd like made this mixture of sugar and, I assume, vitamins and stuff. I don't really know what
fat?
The... I don't know the...
Is sugar fat?
No.
No,
it's sugar.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. That's it.
But yeah, like it would have been a mixture of vitamins and sugar and stuff and just coated the inside in that, and they just had little secret licks when no one was looking to keep himself going.
Wow.
Secret licks.
Secret little licks.
That's just key to not dying.
Yeah.
Next time I go into a mine, I'm going to make sure I've got enough secret licks on me.
Secret little licks. Yeah, that'll do it. I think, yeah, you could maybe get away with licking the mine wall. If you're like a...
It's minerals.
Yeah, it's minerals, right? So that,
yeah.
I'm sure it's fine. Yeah. I'm sure it's good for you.
I know you need fat to survive because I started watching the TV show Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't survive without fat.
God, that's the good stuff. I want to do that so bad, but I have no skills and would die pretty much right away.
Yeah. I don't want to do it because of that.
Yeah, because of dying?
Yeah.
I hate dying.
But I just like the idea of having a little tent and then catching some fish, smoking those fish, and then having a little She's eating some smoked fish. That's the dream.
You can buy smoked fish.
That's not the same Kaz and you know them. It. No, that's not. I want to catch the fish.
You can do that. Which I could do. You just want to. You want to be alone.
Yeah, maybe. Well, no, that's the part I don't like as well, is being alone. Oh. I'm very dependent on people. I don't think I could do it. Yeah,
it might not be the show for you.
Yeah, maybe not. What I want is Survivor. I think I want to do Survivor.
Oh, because you want the people aspect. You reckon you can make alliances? Do you reckon you could get
time.
People to
you
like
need
you?
People to manipulate.
I think I would either do, I think, really well and get to the finals in Survivor, or people would see through my shit straight away. And I think it's probably the first one. I think I'd probably get kicked out straight away. Because I'd be like, alliance with everyone. And they'd be like, and just do a lot of big moves, a lot of backstabs.
It could horse you back around. Like, if everyone knows that you're trying to make an alliance with everyone, they're like, well, we don't need to worry about
threat.
Him.
Yeah.
None of us, like, everyone meets in an alliance without you.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's just let this guy rot.
Yeah, keep the dunce.
Let's keep him in so he's easy to take out later. Maybe that's a good angle, actually. Like, yeah, I'm so not threatening. I'm just, like, really bad at all the challenges.
Mm.
I don't make any alliances. Don't bother to kick me out. It's not worth it. And then sweep in.
Who
are you sweeping in to?
The end, the finals, and then a win.
And then
but they have to vote for you.
Uh-huh, yes.
Have you seen Survivor?
Not in a long time.
So it's like...
Is it still on?
I can't think of the word. What, you know, when you pretend to be really bad at pool?
Oh, like hustling.
Are you
going to
hustle
shark.
Survivor?
Yeah, I'll hustle.
But you've just said you can't survive.
I'm actually a natural born hustler, so that's actually fine. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Naomi Higgins.
Naomi, you're on Gamey.
That's so true.
On YouTube and also Twitch.
Yeah.
Every Friday night.
Friday nights, live streamed, and then... the edited episodes go up on the Mondays. Cass was just on one.
Yeah, you're on 2 weeks ago.
I was.
Yes. Or maybe it was last week's, depending when this comes out.
Yeah, it's fun. It's very stupid.
It's very fun. It's good to watch. If you like watching, watch that.
What a review. It's good to watch.
It is.
It's lovely. I laugh so hard every time I'm on there. It's silly.
It's fun.
Why are you like this?
Oh, yeah,
you're
streaming on Netflix.
Yeah,
it is. Check it out.
It's a great show. Loved it.
Very good
Very
stuff.
Very funny.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in.